won't be home until 10.
Are you sure?
We are alone, aren't we?
Michael's around someplace. Take off that thing.
Let's go upstairs.
Okay.
Really late. I gotta go.
Will you call me tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Promise?
Yeah.
Michael?
ever done anything like this before?
Only minimum security.
I see. The driveway's a few hundred yards up on the right.
The only thing that ever bothers me is their gibberish. When they start raving on and on.
You haven't anything to worry about. He hasn't spoken a word in 15 years.
Are there any special instructions?
Just try to understand what we're dealing with here. Don't underestimate it.
Don't you think we could refer to it as him?
If you say so.
The compassion's overwhelming, Doctor. What do I give him when we take him in front of the judge?
Thorazine.
We'll barely be able to sit up.
That's the idea.
You're serious about it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You mean you actually never want him to get out?
Never. Never.
Then why are we taking him up to Hardin County if you're just going to...
Because that is the law. Here we are.
Since when did they let them wander around?
Pull up to the main gate.
Shouldn't we...
Go on, move.
Stop here.
Shouldn't we go on up to the hospital and...
Wait.
Don't forget to drop the key off at the Myers place.
I won't.
They're coming by to look at the house at 10:30. Be sure to leave it under the mat.
Thank you.
Same time, same place.
Can we make jack-o'-lanterns?
Sure.
Can we watch the monster movie?
Sure.
Can you read to me? Can we make popcorn?
Sure, sure, sure. You better hurry up.
How come you're walking to school this way?
My dad asked me to.
Why?
I have to drop off the key.
Why?
Because he's going to sell a house.
Why?
Because that's his job.
Where?
The Myers house.
The Myers house? You're not supposed to go up there.
Yes, I am.
That's the spook house.
Just watch.
It's a haunted house. He said awful stuff happened there once.
Lonnie Lamb probably won't get out of the sixth grade.
I gotta go. I'll see you tonight.
Bye.
Bye.
I wish I had you all alone. Just the two of us.
I'm not responsible, Sam.
Oh, no.
I told them how dangerous
you
he was.
You couldn't have. Two roadblocks and an all-points bulletin wouldn't stop a five-year-old.
Well, he was your patient, Doctor. If precautions weren't strong enough, you should have told somebody.
I told everybody.
Nobody listened. There's nothing else I can do.
You could get back in there and get back on that telephone, tell him exactly who walked out of here last night, and tell him exactly where he's going.
Probably going.
I'm wasting my time.
Sam Haddonfield is 150 miles away from here. Now, for God's sake, he can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.
And the book ends. But what Samuels is really talking about here is fate. You see, fate caught up with several lives here. No matter what course of action Collins took, he was destined to his own fate, his own day of reckoning with himself. The idea is that destiny is a very real, concrete thing that every person has to deal with. How does Samuel's view of fate differ from that of Costanza, Laurie?
Ma'am?
Answer the question.
Costain wrote that fate was somehow related only to religion, whereas Samuels felt that, well, fate was like a natural element, like earth, air, fire, and water.
That's right. Samuels definitely personified fate. In Samuels' writing, fate is immovable, like a mountain. It stands where man passes away. Fate never changes.
He's on his way. You've got to believe me, officer. He is coming to Haddonfield. Because I know him. I'm his doctor. You must be ready for him. If you don't, it's your funeral.
We have three new cheers to learn in the morning. The game is in the afternoon. I have to get my hair done at 5, and the dance is at 8. I'll be totally wiped out.
I don't think you have enough to do tomorrow.
Totally.
As usual, I have nothing to do.
It's your own fault, and I don't feel a bit sorry for you. Hey, Linda, Lori, why didn't you wait for me?
We did. 15 minutes. You totally never showed.
That's not true. Here I am.
What's wrong, Annie? You're not smiling.
I'm never smiling again. Paul dragged me into the boys' locker room.
Exploring uncharted territory?
And totally charted.
Just talk.
Sure.
Old Jerko got caught throwing eggs and soaping windows. His parents grounded him. Can't come over to us.
I thought you were babysitting him.
The only reason she babysits is to have a place.
Shit. I have a place for that. I forgot my chemistry book.
So who cares? I always forget my chemistry book and my math book and my English book and my, let's see, my French book. And, well, who needs books anyway? I don't need books. I always forget all of my books. I mean, it doesn't really matter if you have your books or not. Hey, isn't that Devon Graham?
I don't think so.
I think he's cute.
Jerk! Speed kill!
Guy, can't you take a joke?
You know, Annie, someday you're gonna get us all into deep trouble.
Totally.
I hate a guy with a car and no sense of humor.
Well, are we still on for tonight?
I wouldn't want to get you in deep trouble, Linda.
Oh, come on, Annie. Bob and I have been planning on it all week.
All right. The Wallaces leave at 7.
I'm babysitting the Doyles. It's only 3 houses down. We can keep each other company.
Oh, terrific. I've got 3 choices. Watch the kids sleep, listen to Linda screw around, or talk to you.
We're so mad.
Tonight.
I don't know yet. I have to get out of taking my little brother trick
or treat. Treats for Bob.
Funny.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, look.
Where?
Behind the bush.
I don't see anything.
The guy who drove by so fast, that one you yelled at?
Subtle, isn't he? Hey, creep. Lori, dear.
He wants to talk to you.
He wants to take you out tonight.
Standing right there.
Poor Lori. Scared another one away.
It's tragic you never go out. You must have a small fortune stashed from babysitting so much.
Guys think I'm too smart.
I don't. I think you're wacko. Now you're seeing men behind bushes.
Well, home sweet home. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Excuse me, Lori.
Oh, Mr. Brackett, I'm sorry, Mr. Brackett.
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you.
That's all right.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Yes, sir. Nice seeing you, sir. Kiddo, I thought you outgrew superstition. Say anything. You scared me to death.
I had my mouth full. Couldn't you hear me?
Thought it was an obscene phone call.
Now you hear obscene chewing. You're losing it, Lori.
Well, I already lost it.
I doubt that. Listen, my mother's letting me use her car. I'll pick you up. 6:30.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Ridiculous.
must have time.
Judith Myers, Myers. Row 18, plot 20. Yeah, you know, every town is something like this happens. I remember over in Russellville, old Charlie Bowles, about 15 years ago. One night he finished dinner, and he excused himself from the table, and he went out to the garage. He got himself a hacksaw. And then he went back into the house, and he kissed his wife and his two children goodbye, and then he proceeded...
Where are we?
It's right over here. Yeah, Myers, Judith Myers, I remember her. Couldn't believe it. Such a young boy.
Mother, you lost?
Why do they do it? Goddamn kids. They'd do anything for Halloween.
Who's Gregson?
Oh, I don't know. 18, 19. Judith Myers.
He came home.
You still spooked?
I wasn't spooked.
Lie!
I wasn't! I saw somebody standing in Mr. Riddle's backyard.
Probably Mr. Riddle.
He's watching me.
Mr. Riddle was watching you? Lori, Mr. Riddle is 87.
He can still watch.
It's probably all he can do. What's the pumpkin for?
I brought it for Tommy. I figured carving a jack-o'-lantern would keep him occupied.
I always said you'd make a fabulous Girl Scout.
Thanks.
For that matter, I might as well be a Girl Scout myself tonight. I plan on making popcorn and watching Dr. Dementia. 6 straight hours of horror movies. Little Lindsay Wallace won't know what hit her. My dad!
Get rid of it!
Hi, Annie. Lori.
Hi, Dad. What happened?
What?
What happened?
Somebody broke into the hardware store. Probably kids.
You blame everything on kids.
Well, now, all they took was some Halloween mask, a rope, and a couple of knives. Who do you think it was?
It's hard growing up with a cynical father.
Aren't you going to be late?
Huh?
I said, aren't you going to be late?
He shouts, too.
Bye, girls.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Sheriff. Pardon me, I'm Loomis. Dr. Sam Loomis.
Lee Brackett.
I'd like to have a word with you, if I could.
Well, maybe a few minutes. I've got to take...
It is important.
10 minutes.
I'll be here.
What's the matter with you? I think he knew. I'm sure he could smell it.
No, he didn't.
He did. See the look on his face?
He always looks like that.
What are you going to wear to the dance tomorrow night?
I didn't know you thought about things like that, Lori.
You know, you could ask somebody.
Well, I could.
Sure you could. All you have to do is go up to somebody and say, you want to go to the dance?
You could do that. I couldn't.
Well, you could ask Dick Baxter. He'd go out with you.
I'd rather go with Ben Tramer.
Ben Tramer? I knew it! So you do think about things like that, huh, Lori?
Shut up.
He's cute! Ben Tramer!
Shh.
girl.
Bye-bye.
Anybody live here?
No, well, not since 1963 when it happened. Every kid in Haddonfield thinks this place is haunted.
They may be right.
Could have seen inside.
You must think me a very sensitive doctor. Oh, I do have a permit.
Seems to me you're just plain scared.
Yes. Yeah, I am. I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back. I'm going to wait for him.
I still think I should notify the radio and television.
No. If you do that, they'll see him on every street corner. They'll look for him in every house. Just tell your men to keep their mouths shut and their eyes open.
I'll check back in an hour.
How now, cried Arthur. Let no one pass this way without a fight. That so, said the knight, in a bold and haughty manner.
I don't like that story.
I thought King Arthur was your favorite.
Not anymore.
Why do you keep him under there?
Mom doesn't like me to have him.
Laser man. Neutron man, I can understand why. Tarantula man.
Lori, what's the boogeyman?
Dole residence.
It's me.
Hi, Annie. What are you doing?
Making popcorn.
Having fun? Never mind. I'm sure you are. I have big, big news for you. Oops. Hold on a minute. Hi, Lester. I'm about to be ripped apart by the family dog. Lindsay, get this dog out of the kitchen right now. I hate that dog. I'm the only person in the world he doesn't like.
So what is this big news?
What would you say if I told you that you were going to the homecoming dance tomorrow night?
I'd probably say you had the wrong number.
Well, I just talked with Ben Tramer, and he got real excited when I told him how attractive you were to him.
Oh, Annie. Oh, you didn't. Please tell me you didn't.
How could you do that? I mean, how could you just call him?
What do you mean it wasn't easy?
I can't believe it. I can't tell you anything. Every time I tell you something, everybody else knows about it.
Please tell me you didn't. Oh, you didn't.
Laurie.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I couldn't
boogie
even face
outside.
It.
Laurie, down there.
Hold on.
Laurie, the boogeyman is outside. Look.
Tommy, there's nobody outside. Go watch TV.
Just Tommy.
No, no, I just made a mess of myself. I gotta call you back.
Oh, yes!
Lindsay, I need a rope. Again and getting on my nerves again. Well, never mind. Guess you found a hot date.
What about the jack-o'-lantern?
After the movie.
What about the rest of my comic books?
After the jack-o'-lantern.
What about the boogeyman?
There's no such thing.
Richie said he was coming after me tonight.
Do you believe everything Richie tells you?
No.
Tommy, Halloween night, it's when people play tricks on each other. It's all make-believe. I think Richie was just trying to scare you.
I saw the boogeyman. I saw him outside.
There was nobody outside.
There was.
What did he look like?
The boogeyman.
We're not getting anywhere. All right. The boogeyman can only come out on Halloween night, right?
Right.
Well, I'm here tonight. I'm not about to let anything happen to you.
Promise?
Promise.
Can we make the jack-o'-lantern now?
Let's go. Thank you.
Hello? Who's there? Paul, is this one of your cheap tricks? Guess not. No tricks for Annie tonight.
Promise me you won't tell anybody about this.
She got stuck in the window. She'll be right here.
Hello? Oh, hi, Paul.
Stuck, huh?
All right, cut it out. It could happen to anyone.
Sure, stuck in a window.
Yeah, but I've seen you stuck in plenty of other positions.
My parents are gone.
Oh, that's fabulous. When did they leave?
About a half hour ago.
Oh, utterly fantastic. Why don't you just walk over?
You come and pick me up.
Well, I can't come now. My clothes are in the wash. Oh, shut up, jerk. God, I've got a shirt on. That's all you ever think about.
I think that's all you ever think about.
That's not true. I think about lots of things. Then why don't we not stand here talking about them and get down to doing them?
Lock your doors, bolt your windows, and turn off the lights. Don't go away, because here's a scene.
I'm scared.
Well, why are you sitting here with all the lights off?
I don't know.
Well, come on, get your coat. We're going to pick up Pa.
Want to.
Look, Lindsay, I thought we understood each other.
I want to stay here and watch this.
Okay. Well, if I can fix it so you can watch TV with Tommy Doyle, would you like that?
Yeah.
Well, come with me.
Now, the horrifying conclusion.
Oh, fancy.
This has not been my night. I spilt butter all over my clothes. They're in the wash. I got stuck in the water.
I'll tell you something. I'd like you to call Ben Tramer and tell him that you were just fooling around.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, he went drinking with Mike Godfrey and he won't be back till late. You'll have to call him tomorrow. Besides, I'm on my way to pick up Paul.
Wait a minute.
If you watch her, I'll consider talking to Ben Tramer in the morning.
Deal. I thought Paul was grounded.
He was. Old Jerko found a way to sneak out. Listen, I'll call you in an hour or so, okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. The old Girl Scout comes through again. TV and send you to bed.
Nobody believes me. I believe you, Tommy.
not afraid. Fool. I'm not. Then go in. Chicken. Go ahead, Lonnie. Go in.
Hey. Hey, Lonnie. Get your ass away from there.
Nothing's going on except kids playing pranks, trick-or-treating, parking, getting high. I have the feeling that you're way off on this.
You have the wrong feeling.
Well, you're not doing very much to prove me wrong.
What more do you need?
Well, it's going to take more than fancy talk to keep me up all night crawling around these bushes.
I watched him for 15 years, sitting in a room, staring at a wall, not seeing the wall, looking past the wall, looking at this night, inhumanly patient. Waiting for some secret, silent alarm to trigger him off. Death has come to your little town, Sheriff. You can either ignore it, or you can help me to stop it.
More fancy talk. Doctor, do you know what Haddonfield is? Families, children, all lined up in rows up and down these streets. You're telling me they're lined up for a slaughterhouse?
They could be.
All right, I'll stay with you tonight. Just on the chance that you're right. And if you are right, damn you for letting him go.
First we go inside, right? Then we'll just talk a little. And then Annie will distract Lindsay. That's when we go upstairs to the first bedroom on the left. You got it?
Okay. First I rip your clothes off.
Don't rip my blouse. It's expensive, idiot.
Then you rip my clothes off. Then we rip Lindsay's clothes off. Yeah, I think I got it.
Totally.
Getting anybody. Stop scaring each other. Everybody's having a good time tonight. All right, you guys, what's next?
Let's make more popcorn.
No, we've had enough. Why don't we watch the rest of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not here.
probably stopped off someplace. Have her call me when she gets home, though. I have Lindsay here, and I want to know what time to put her to bed.
Okay. Later.
Have a good time.
We definitely will.
Bye.
Lindsay is gone for the night.
Hey, now that's wonderful. The damn phone.
Well, I can't. What if it's the Wallaces? Get Annie in trouble now.
Just taking a think.
Is that all you can say?
Yeah.
Go get me a beer.
I thought you were going to get me one.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Don't get dressed. You asshole. Okay, Linda. Come on out.
Well, did you get my beer? Cute, Bob, real cute.
see anything you like? What's the matter? Can I get your ghost, Bob? All right, come on, where's my beer? Well, can't you answer me? Okay, don't answer me. Boy, are you weird. Well, I'm going to call Lori. I want to know where Paul and Annie are. This is going nowhere.
Finally. Hello? Hello? All right, Annie. First I get your famous chewing, now I get your famous squealing. Annie, are you all right? Are you fooling around again? I'll kill you if this is a joke.
Annie? Linda? Bob? Meatheads, joke's over. Come on, Annie. It's enough. It's most definitely stopping funny. Now cut it out. I'll be sorry.
Thank you. Will you stop? Please.
I went to the Myers house.
I found the car. He's here.
Where?
He's three blocks down. You go around the back of the houses. I'll watch the front.
Go on!
Take a little walk.
What is the boogeyman? I'm scared.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Are you sure? How?
I killed him.
You can't kill the boogeyman.
Get in there. Come on, Tommy. Now lock the door.
Thank you.
Tommy, unlock the door. Come here. Now just listen to me. I want you to go down the stairs and out the front door. And I want you to go down the street to the Mackenzie's house. I want you to tell them to call the police and tell them to send them over here.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Do you understand me? Go do as I say.
As a matter of fact, it was.